Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti, your regular Joe with you here on this Wednesday, inviting you to weigh in, 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737. Now, I mentioned a moment ago, you have Biden throwing down the gauntlet by going to, I mean, it's a far more ballsy move, to be honest, than I would expect anything from this regime, especially given the difficulties that Joe Biden has being out on the road and giving speeches, which, of course, I mean, he lied again yesterday. He had his bumbling and all the normal things, messed up a key line saying, how many times does Trump have to prove we, meaning the Democrats, meaning Joe Biden, are not trustworthy? Meanwhile, he's continuing to do what they always do, which is ignore reality. As a matter of fact, Andrew Bates, he is the deputy press secretary. He was doing the press gaggle yesterday on Air Force One. He was asked about what is Biden's messaging on the continued chaos on college campuses. Now, again, they must be looking at a different set of reality than the rest of us. Here's what Bates claims Biden is doing.
We are, of course, monitoring these situations closely. There has been alarming rhetoric that we want to be sure we are meeting our responsibility to speak out against. We will continue to do that, and that is a commitment the president made in the first ever national strategy to counter anti-Semitism. That is something he feels very strongly about. You all remember that he made the decision to run because of the anti-Semitic bile that was chanted in Charlottesville, and that is something he will continue to do.
Now, it's something important in what he just did there. This is where they're trying to flip the script. Joe Biden was called out extensively for his one and only statement where he seemed to say there are very fine people on both sides, something that he targeted Donald Trump for supposedly saying, although Biden's accusation was inaccurate. And in fact, this is exactly what Biden said. He said, well, you know, I'm against people being anti-Semitic, but yeah, you got to remember, you know, where are the Palestinians coming from on this? You got to look at their point of view on this. There's good people there too. Now, it's not just on this, but it's on the economy as well. Andrew Bates was asked about the continuing difficulty most Americans are experiencing. After all, Joe Biden just said at this Florida event that, look, I'm going to make community colleges free, and that's not going to cost taxpayers a dollar, and it's going to make the economy roar. Now, I don't know where he got his degree in finance, but he should definitely get a refund because he clearly doesn't understand numbers. But then again, maybe Andrew Bates doesn't either.
President Biden's top economic priority is continuing to make more historic progress, bringing costs down for people, doing the opposite.
Okay, here's the thing. Everything still costs more than it did when he took office. I heard, James Woods, the actor, or maybe it was one of John Rich, I can't recall now, somebody on Twitter or X said, look, let me explain the cumulative effect of inflation. He said, if you gained 12 pounds in 1 year and you gained 8 pounds the next year, but then the next year You only gained 3.5 pounds. Would you claim that your weight was down? I said, of course not. Over the course of those 3 years, you gained 23.5 pounds. It's a very good, easy way to understand what they're talking about. Nothing is going down. But this is important because we live, as I said, in the age of gaslighting as an art form. Not everybody falls for it, but I'll explain what I mean by that after I give you this moment of sanity. And when I tell you who it's from, this is the bizarre nature of the world we live in now. Out of all the people on Capitol Hill, you'd think someone like Chuck Schumer would vehemently oppose these protests. No, he's coddled the Palestinians. He's coddled Ukraine. Doesn't give a damn about Israel. Doesn't really care about these Jewish students, despite being one of the most high-profile elected Jews in office in the United States. Doesn't care. Gave him everything they wanted. And by the way, he got his comeuppance because last night they were protesting outside of his house. Once again, proving one of the theories of the regular Joe that it's like blood in the water with a shark. When you give an inch, they're going to take 10 miles. They're never going to be satiated until you give them everything they want. And when I say everything, it means literally they want everything. But nonetheless, there is somebody on Capitol Hill. We're just going to start calling him Regarding Henry. Here he goes. Senator John Fetterman making a lot more sense than most people when it comes to these ridiculous, out-of-control protests and near riots on college campuses.
It's completely reasonable to want a ceasefire or to have a different view on that. Absolutely, that's a democracy. But it is not appropriate or legal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people, and that doesn't make you noble. It just makes you an asshole.
Well, yes. I mean, what is happening in this world? John Fetterman making a lot more sense than most people on Capitol Hill. For example, the Senate passed this ridiculous $95 billion foreign aid package that does nothing to secure our border. Now, the question came up, why suddenly are Republicans and conservatives so against funding Ukraine? This was asked to Marble Mouth. He gave one of the more interesting answers I've ever heard in my life. Before I share it, though, those that voted against the bill, now they're saying 18 voted against. There was 15 nays and 3 not voting. The 3 not voting, I gotta be honest, I'd like to know why. I'd like to know why these people did not vote one way or the other. Perhaps they were not there to cast their vote. The story I have doesn't specifically state why they just simply didn't vote. But there are 3 very interesting names. Rand Paul, Tim Scott, and Tommy Tuberville. I would assume all would be no votes, but they didn't vote. The 15 nays, John Barrasso, Wyoming. I'm actually surprised he found that much of a backbone. Marsha Blackburn, Michael Braun, Indiana. Ted Budd, these are all Republicans, North Carolina. Senator Ted Cruz, Texas. Bill Hagerty, Tennessee. Josh Hawley, Missouri. Ron Johnson, Wisconsin. Mike Lee, Utah. Cynthia Loomis, Wyoming. Roger Marshall, Kansas. Marco Rubio, Florida. Eric Schmidt, Missouri. Rick Scott, Florida. J.D. Vance, Ohio. So give them all attaboys. They voted properly on that, and I'm glad they did. Now, the sad part is there's a lot of Republicans on the yay list. Not a lot of super surprising. John Cornyn, not surprising. Lindsey Graham, definitely not surprising. Disappointing. Chuck Grassley. Langford, not surprising. McConnell. So McConnell was faced with the question, well, why has this become such a hot-button issue? Why is it that people oppose funding Ukraine? Now, I want you to know that Marble Mouth, Mitch McConnell, he knows you better than you know you. You might think that you're able to come up with, independently on your own, a decision, a mindset when it comes to whether or not we should be sending more money in one tranche of money than we spent on the entirety of the United States Marines last year, and if that's a good idea or a bad idea after all the money we've already sent. But no, what you didn't know is you are under the mind control of a popular media host.
I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake.
Now, as deeply thought out as that is by Mr. Freeze, think about it. It'll hit you. It did him two or three times. Either way, as Mr. Freeze is there trying to give you deep thoughts by Jack Handy, I'm going to tell you as somebody that actually has connection to the rank and file. The rank and file, these old people, these peons, that their job is just to give us money and vote for me when I say to vote for me. I'm not going to leave until I die. Just give it a good count of 40. He might come back. You never know. I mean, that's one of my worries for Mitch McConnell. Somebody's going to be like, oh, my gosh, he expired. No, just give him 40 seconds. He'll come back. Just give him a second. Many, many Americans questioned the wisdom of giving money to Ukraine from day one. I remember because I was willing to give it some level of effort at the front end, saying, okay, I can understand the argument that you want to have some deterrence. Again, you don't want to have Russia running roughshod. I get the basics of it, but there becomes a cost analysis, right, when you're putting it in there. And I completely reject the tone-deaf and really, frankly, disgusting mindset of many so-called conservatives that are like, well, I mean, it's worth the money to kill their people than let ours die. I don't want our kids going to war either. But to literally try to make the argument that it's a good investment because we spend $64 billion with them, and that just kills more Ukrainians rather than Americans, like somehow that makes it better to cheapen life in such a way, shows an utter complete disrespect for the dignity of the human person and a complete misunderstanding of what it means to support life, which is probably why they can't make a simple argument why abortion's bad. They're basically doing late-term abortions on the entire Ukrainian population with this bill. That's what they're doing. Let's call it what it is. That's what these people are arguing. And they probably have some nefarious reason they want it. But this tells you everything you need to know about the de facto leader of the Senate should we win the Senate back. I mean, assuming he's not frozen at that moment. That his belief is that you little stupid people, you can't make up your minds for yourself. You just do whatever Tucker Carlson tells you. And it used to be Rush Limbaugh. And it used to, I mean, again, they always pick whoever they want. And I got news for Mitch McConnell. Tucker Carlson still has an extremely large audience that follows him. And he works to inform people. And in interviewing a world leader, whether you agree with him or disagree, actually used to be the standard in journalism. So I get it. You're trying to be clever and you're trying to be hip and fun and show how you understand you've got your finger on the pulse of the rank and file. You should probably want to put your finger on the pulse of your own body, make sure it's still working. I mean, just again, a little concern for your health, careful stepping down into restaurants and those kind of things. It becomes a problem. But the utter just contempt that he shows for Republican voters, which brings me to there's two important stories that we've got to get into today. One is, once again, we hear the call for unity. Where the hell is the unity from people calling conservatives scumbags, from Mitch McConnell saying the rank and file are a bunch of morons that can't figure out what they think on their own? Oh, but they said it with a smile, so it must be okay. Plus, John Solomon blew the lid off the collusion between the Biden regime and the Trump persecutions.
The regular Joe Radio Show.